This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Greta Reno, what do you got for us?
So remember last week when we talked about our first hug?
Oh, yeah.
And how we didn't really know where to put our arms.
Because we're the same height, Linz.
And then I went on a rant about how I don't like to hug people because my mum doesn't like hugs. I don't like to assume that people want to be hugged, blah, blah, blah.
You really exposed yourself and how much therapy you need about your mum's lack of hugs. But yes.
I saw her on the weekend and I did not get a hug. Anyway, so last week Darius and I had some friends over for dinner. Mm-hmm. And I got Darius to go to the supermarket to get...
red wine.
Lindsay.
Ooh, just because that's all you drank in France.
In what universe would I let red wine actively into the house? So I got him to go to the market to get the ingredients for dinner, including capers.
Oh,
and I wanted...
to say red wine.
No. Yeah. And we are so bad at drinking red wine that I just have to label it all as cooking wine because we never even...
Oh, my God, we're the same.
I just can't get through a bottle of the stuff. Sorry, red wine. So, champagne on the other hand. No. So I asked him to get capers in the little jar and ideally in the oil. But the place he went to only had capers covered in salt. Fine. What I did was sort of rinsed off the salt because it's a really intense amount of salt and I actually don't cook with any salt because ingredients are naturally salty. I just wait till the very end and add it in because you can really shoot yourself in the foot if you like,
yes,
salt, and then suddenly it's all gone south. So I'm rinsing out the capers, but they're still quite salty and it dawns on me that we've run out of pepper.
Oh, no.
So
how
I'm like,
you run out of pepper?
Well, I use a lot of it and I just wasn't sort of concentrating.
Oh.
And I've been doing my own homemade pickles and adding in peppercorns into that. So I've been like using more pepper than usual. I know. It's the MasterChef kitchen at the moment.
Okay, well.
So I'm sort of like, oh, you know, and I sort of warn our guests. I'm like, dinner might be a bit salty and da-da-da. I'm cooking. I think, you know what? This needs pepper. What am I going to do? And it dawns on me that we live in a lovely part of the world where we're friends with our neighbours.
Kevin!
Oh, Kevin.
So I'm thinking, oh, Kevin will have pepper. He's on to it. And look, Kevin, I know you might be listening with Peter. Hi, morning, Peter. Now, Peter stays over on Monday nights after dinner. Now,
oh my God, that's cute.
I was a bit nervous that Kevin would have that daggy old 70s pepper. You know that weird powdery retro?
That's what my mum has.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah, my grandfather has that. Hate it.
I don't mind it, actually. When you were talking about pepper, I was thinking I've got peppercorns at home in the grinder, but I don't mind when I go home and I have to use mum's powder.
No, you don't mind the dust? I was a bit nervous that Kevin would have the dusty retro pepper, but he didn't. I should have had more faith.
Come on.
He's got fees, Daisy. And Greta.
He's got fees. Kevin is... hip to the jive. So I go over and knock on the door. I just wait for a bit. I can see him sort of coming up the corridor. He opens the door and he goes, let me give you a hug.
Oh.
And I was like, and he was like, I've been listening to your show. And I'm going to give you some hug therapy. And I was like, oh, Kevin. Damn, Kevin, you've got me there. So in order to borrow the pepper, I had to receive a hug.
You must have been desperate for that pepper. I mean, I'm sure, Kevin, you give great hugs, but you are weird about them and also not that good at them. No offence. It's a lack of practice.
I just don't like to press into people too much. I'll do it to someone who I really, you know.
No, it's like cold and withdrawn and she puts... She puts her arms the wrong way round, like tries to go over the top when she's not really taller than you and it's just an awkward time. So, sorry, Kev. You had to hug you and give you pepper.
Yeah.
That's a bad Monday night.
Pepper helped, though.
The dish?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, it turned out fine.
As long as the dish was saved, it was all worth it in the end.
Kevin has good pepper, too. So.
Good morning, Kev. I'm so glad you listened to our show. This is the Bloody Marys on Joy.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.